97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Joe DeVito in studio with us right now. We've been having a great conversation with him. You can check out Joe DeVito in person at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles tonight at 7:30 and 9:30. And tomorrow, 7 and 9 p.m. STLFunnyBone.com. STLFunnyBone.com. Go check out the website and reserve your tickets right now. Report back to me about how much fun you had. And for all of you people who don't think you're comedy show people, you're wrong, because I thought the same thing. And then I went to a comedy show and I thought, when do I get to go back to one of those? So get your tickets. Don't delay. It'll be a great time. Have a great dinner at the Streets of St. Charles and then take in a great show. Joe, there is not a shortage of content to talk about.
I would like a shortage of content.
How much of your set is politically based?
It's weird. I don't do a ton of political material, but now with the exposure on Gutfeld,
yeah,
that my people are coming, so it's kind of nice. But I really don't like. I feel when you come to a comedy show, I want as many people to have a good time and laugh.
You don't
want to
isolate people.
Yeah, but I do. You know, I rip on the president because he's supposedly the leader,
he's fair
most
game.
Powerful man in the world. I don't know if his grip strength really would back that up.
It's more figuratively spoken.
Yes, we do not take that literally.
All right. Well, let's get to the bee or not the bee. Joey's going to play along with us. Ryan's going to read us some headlines here. And as we go through these headlines, each of them, we just basically guess, is this a real story or is this not a real story?
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The bee or not the bee.
All right, Ryan.
All right, these are going to be tough.
I like your confidence.
White House warns public any videos of Biden looking confused and senile during debate will be deepfakes.
That's got to be the bee.
That's the bee.
Bee? Yeah.
Everybody agrees.
Yeah.
It's the bee. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said in a press conference, because he's in such tip-top shape, any videos which seem to depict him as bewildered, unstable, or ineloquent are certain to be deepfakes.
Ineloquent.
And made to spread the far-right conspiracy theory that the president is incompetent. When asked for comment, President Biden stared into the abyss for several minutes and then threatened to fight a moose.
I said to Karine Jean-Pierre, it turned out that the cheap fakes were the cheap fake. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Yeah, another one?
Yeah, next
one.
You
just want me to talk more.
I found that profound.
Oh,
I was like, really?
Let that sink
in. Incredible. Biden invents new language on live TV.
Joey,
I wouldn't call it a language.
No?
It's some sort of clicking and barking noises.
It's like the aliens and signs from the movie I just watched with my kids last week.
That's right, and Independence Day.
I don't know. What do you think, Brad?
I mean, I think it's a real story, but I think it's a Babylon Bee headline.
What do you got?
Brad is exactly right. The debate moderators appeared to struggle with Biden's fantastic and efficient new language at first, but stopped worrying when they realized it wouldn't change what they thought of the president's debate performance. Quote, I don't know what it means, said Dr. Samuel Norris, a Harvard PhD in political science, but I'm excited.
Good for him. Isn't it a shame how much people aren't using Joe Biden for comedy? Have you ever seen a greeting card with Joe Biden on it?
No. Maybe it'd be better if it were like a condolences card. Would be more appropriate.
Maybe I wasn't looking in the right section.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Or it'd be more like, sorry for your impending loss.
Sorry, oh, just,
it's like the 40th Grim Reaper. Yeah.
Even him at any event were four more years. I don't think so. Yeah. I'll check in with you.
There you go.
Joe, I've just given you the best idea ever. I mean, you remember what all the Bill Clinton greeting cards look like?
Oh, yeah.
Clinton
was, oh, yeah, was fun.
Yes. George W. Bush is just all about being stupid.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. You probably find some Trump ones too.
I don't know. How do you exaggerate these guys? Like, Trump is 180% Trump at all times.
Yeah, owning it.
Yeah. And then Biden, I don't
he has no idea.
Next headline, please.
Next headline, how blackout drinking can be bad for you long term.
I think that's real.
That's going to be a real headline.
Yeah, I think this is a real headline.
Yeah, it's a real headline. But
I'd like to know where the Babylon Bee would take that, though.
Yeah. The article says, blackout drinking at a young age can have lasting effects on learning, memory, and our ability to recognize faces, new research finds.
It's
just,
you know,
incredible that there's research.
You hear stories like this, and you're like, we needed a study for that. And then you kind of understand the voting blocks a little bit more, that there are people who are like reading that study and changing their lifestyle. Maybe I should quit blackout drinking. Those people vote. Yeah. I guess you could be drinking before you're 18.
Were there habitual blackout drinkers who like, at least see some studies.
Yeah. I'm not gonna need a chart.
I'm not going to stop drinking this air freshener until I get some facts.
Yeah.
Let me see. Was this peer reviewed? All right, last one. We can probably fit this in. Republicans raise money to send AOC to dance for all Democratic candidates.
Cori Bush. She can come have the all 3 hours of my show. AOC, come do your thing. Campaign for Cori Bush right here.
AOC had some painful moves. That was the dance equivalent of a pair of mom jeans.
I mean, there are times in your life where you're like feeling moved by the spirit or the equivalent of whatever that is to you.
Yeah.
And watching Jamal Bowman, like, let's show him who the F we are, like,
yeah,
over and over and over and over again. And AOC acting very AOC. And then he gets trounced. That happened this week, too.
It was good stuff.
It's been a really great week for us.
This is what I've always said about AOC. I doubt she was even a good bartender. So stop saying she should go back to tending bar, because I'll guarantee
that's not nice to those people.
There were just horny guys at the end of the bar. Were like, well, she's cute. I'll listen to her blather while I enjoyed the happy hour specials.
I'll give her that. I think this is, fake. B.
You're right. B. Yeah, it happens to be the Babylon Bee. Voters reached for comment confirmed that the strategy would be effective. Quote, oh, good grief. I'll vote for anyone running against the candidate she dances for, one voter said. My cousin was considering voting for Bowman, but once he saw AOC,
Do you think, we got like 2 minutes left here, yeah, Joe, and if you want to get your tickets to see Joe DeVito at the St. Charles, the streets of St. Charles, stlfunnybone.com, get them before they're gone. He's got 2 shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow night. Do you feel like there's a possible great awakening here? A lot of people have been lied to.
Yeah.
Very consistently, not just from CNN, but from Hollywood, from their music entertainers, from athletes. This has been a very consistent lie. Some might call it a big lie.
Well, one of the things Trump did from the beginning was, you can't go back. He pulled that curtain back, and we've seen that. And we've seen it from all of the media. We've seen it from the universities. We've seen it. I don't know why the Dr. Fauci hearings they were having recently were not huge news, that people were saying, hey, this guy lied to everybody. This guy destroyed the economy. He destroyed the learning for children. And yeah, I think the way they say people don't listen to experts anymore, because we've seen what your experts are, and your experts are covering their own rear ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just feel I'm not going to overestimate the Republicans' ability to just totally blow it.
That's where you're holding your breath.
Yes, which was kind of the message that I had yesterday for Trump. It's like, just don't get in your own way. You don't have to be spectacular. Just let Joe Biden be the story. And I was shocked that he was able to do it so incredibly well. But I just feel like, especially the COVID kids who are older now, they are going to come to understand that things that they thought and were sworn were true are just not.
Yeah, well, the pendulum always comes back, and the farther you push it one way, the farther it comes back from the other side. So it's going to be fun.
STLFunnyBone.com. Joe DeVito, thanks for coming to St. Louis, and thanks for coming in to talk to us. We love you.
Thanks, guys.
We'll have you back again soon. Get your tickets for the 2 shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow night. STLFunnyBone.com. You will not regret it. We'll be right back.